Okay, the website today's daf is daf Lamed Aleph. We're starting a brand new perek. Bottom of Lamed Omid Bey, Zokti Yimora, Zokti Mishnah. Bey Shammai Omrim Hegdish To'us Hegdish. When you make a Hegdish B'To'us, it's Hegdish nevertheless, according to Bey Shammai. What is the case of the Hegdish To'us? We'll see in a moment in Yetzir Shah. Well, Bey Sil Omrim, Ein Hegdish. No, if the whole thing was a To'us, no, Ein Hegdish. Give me an example. What are you talking about? So Yimor gives three. The Mishnah gives three examples. Ketzer, Omar Shor Shachoyer Shiyotza Mi Beisi Rishoyim. My black cow, the one that is going to leave my house first, Hari Hu Hegdish. That should be Hegdish. And therefore there were apparently two conditions built into what he was saying. Number one, it's my Shor Shachoyer, that's the black cow, the black ox. And he says, Shiyotza, Shiyetze, Mi Beisi Rishon, the one that's going to leave my house first. So it's got to be a black ox, and it's got to come out first. That's the one, Hariyu Hegdish. And guess what happened? The Yotza Lavan, and the white one came out first.
Chutzpah.
Mamash Chutzpah. So now the question is, but he didn't say Shor Lavan. He said Shor Shochar. Beishami Omrim Hegdish, it is Hegdish. Now which one is Hegdish? Doesn't say clearly in the Mishnah which one is Hegdish. However, as we'll see in the Gemara, there are two ways of interpreting our Mishnah. Poshipshat is that he's referring to the Lavan, because that's what we just said, the Yotza Lavan, Beishami Amrim is Hegdish. However, there's another pshat that Hegdish is going on the Shor Shachar, Shiyatz Mibesi Rishai. And as we'll see, it's talking about that he has multiple oxen, and so therefore he's saying the first black one that leaves the house, that one should be Hegdish. Metcha will see shortly. Obeisil Amrim Heine Hegdish. No, Sinishka Hegdish. Similarly, you have Dinuzov Shiyala Biyodi Rishon. I'm putting my hand into my wallet, into my pocket. That first dinner that's going to come out, the Dinuzov, the golden dinner that's going to come out first, how are you Hegdish? The Yala Shel Kesef. And guess what? When he put his hands into his pocket, he took out a dinner Shel Kesef and not Shel Zov. Beishami Amrim Hegdish. It's Hegdish. Again, the same question when he says it's Hegdish. Is he referring to the Kesef? Or is he referring to the Zov? Not absolutely clear from the Mishnah. We'll see in the Gemara. Or Beisil Amrim Hegdish. No, it's not Hegdish. Chovishol Yayin Shetala Biyodi Rishon. Rishonah. I'm going down to the wine cellar. There are a whole bunch of barrels over there. And I'm going to go and take out the Chovishol Yayin. The first one that I take out. How are you Hegdish? I want to be Makdashit. Okay, they bring up that Chovius. It's nice and heavy. They open it up. And guess what? The altar Shel Shemen. There was no wine. In fact, it was oil. What happens now? Bishami Om Hegdish, it's Hegdish. Or Beisil Om Eina Hegdish. And again, we have the same Shaila. Did Bishami mean that this one Shel Shemen, this one? I mean, that's what it sounds like. Altar Shel Shemen, Bishami Om Hegdish. But as we'll see, there'll be a second shot in the Gemara later on. That Bishami is referring, in fact, to the first Chavi Shel Yayin. And therefore, he'll say, this Shemen is beautiful, it's wonderful, but that's not what I was Makdish. Let's take out the first Chavi Shel Yayin. That's the one that's going to be Hegdish.
All cases have the same thing, a condition that's not yet satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
The black ox might come out 10 minutes later. Mm-hmm.
I'm not in any hurry. Brother Shai has to go to work.
You know what I'm saying is, so when the black ox comes out, that's the one that'll be Hegdish. The Lavan ox, Loma Lavomorid, shouldn't matter.
So it really depends on what was the emphasis in his statement. Did he mean the black one that comes out first? Or did he mean the first that comes out of the house? If he meant the black one that comes out first, then that's the one that should become Hegdish. Even if it only comes out number 2 and number 5 or number 10. It's the first black ox.
Exactly.
That's one way of learning. The other way of learning is that his real kavana was the one that leaves the house first. He thought it's going to be a black ox. But Lamaisa, his concern was, or his focus was on, which one is going to leave the house first. And the one that came out first was white.
And in that case, if it's the black ox that comes out number 10,
mm-hmm.
Why isn't it Hegdish according to Beis Hillel then? Because that's the first black ox that came out.
Beis Hillel says that the whole thing that he said was in error.
I see.
And therefore,
okay.
The whole thing is not chalas. Gunish mit gunish. Mechim will see in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to develop all of this. There's a ton of toisis on this. It doesn't look like it. But if when you see the end of the first toisis, you see there's brackets at the end. Mm-hmm. Toisis of Shiyochim Kan, those that belong here, Oim Dim Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph. So if you're wondering how extensive are those, these are the ones that should be here on our daf. How it got misprinted? What did somebody say? I think Ariel said, Lashon Nozer Mishuna. Even the printing of the Tosis and the Rosh are very often on the wrong blot. As always, just goes and adds to the difficulty of learning the Masechta. Zokti Yomar, Beishami Omen Hekish. Mind to mind the Beishami, where does Beishami come from that he says that even though it was a Tous, it's Hekish nevertheless? Zokti Yomar, Dialfina and Tchilas Hekish, we say Hekish. He says we learn brand new Hekish from Hekish, which is already at an end. What do you mean that the Hekish had an end? We're talking about Tmura. Everybody knows what Tmura is, that you have two animals, and you go and say, this one is Chulin and this one is already Kodesh. Zu, Tmura, Zu, I want this to be as a substitute for the second. He's only partially successful, partially in the sense, yes, that the Kedusha will be Chal on the Chulin animal, while Yehu, Usmura, Seyir, Kodesh, both of them are going to be now Kodesh. Okay, so we're going to learn Tchilas Hekdesh, we saw Hekdesh. Matmura afilu betoyes. By tmura, it works even if there was a mistake. Af hegdish afilu betoyes. The hegdish is also even if it's a mistake. The Gemara doesn't give us the example of what he means by tmura, even a mistake. The Tosis does give the example. The Tosis in Daf Lamed Gimel, and he gives two examples. Instead of only having two animals present, we had three animals present. One was a chulin, one was an oila, and one was a shlamim. And what he intended doing was making this chulin animal into lamashul and oila. And as he was saying the words, zu tmuras, this should be instead of the other animal, by accident, by mistake, a slip of the tongue. He didn't say oila, he said shlom. Was that his intention? No, but that's what he said. What's the halacha by tmura? What you say is what governs. Dvarim shebelev einim dvarim. If you said shlamim, the chulin becomes shlam. But it was a mistake. I didn't mean shlamim. I've been thinking about this for weeks, and I keep on saying oila oila oila. But you said shlam. I'm sorry. That's the case of tmura hegdish betos. Another similar case is again you have the three oxen, and you have two of them are chulin. One happens to be white, and one happens to be black. And the other one, of course, is the carbon oila shlam, whatever it was. And now he says he had intended all along that the black one be the chulin, that's going to be the tmura for the oila, for the shlam. And by accident he said, I want the loving one, the white one, that should be the one that becomes the tmura. And then, no, I didn't mean the white one. I meant the black one. I'm so sorry. It's too late. Once you said the white, it is cha. So what do I see from that? That is what we call by tmura, that toas Hegdish havetoz, even though the person swears that's not what I meant and that was not what I had in mind, it's too late. What you said counts and therefore it becomes binding. Sai if you're talking about the oil and the shlomim, sai if you're talking about white and black, whatever you said, that becomes binding. But I made a mistake. So Zokta Beishamit, yes, matmura afilu betoz, just like over there was a mistake. Af hegdish afilu betoz, it's hegdish also, even though there was a mistake in what he said and what he meant. We're going to develop this thought a little bit more in another minute or two. Ubeisil amrim, hani mi l'tmura, av l'chusei hegdish b'to'us loy machsinan. Beisil says, I agree with you by tmura, that even though the person erred in his statement when he made the tmura, but it works. But to go and create brand new hegdish, then b'to'us it does not work. What's the svara? Svara is very simple. What Beisil is saying is, I already have existing Kedusha. There's no question about it. But in the case of the Tmura, I have my animal, which is Hegdish, and it's 1,000% Hegdish, it's an oil, it's a shlum, whatever it happens to be. Okay, so now what was my error? When I referred to the Chulin, either I said the white instead of the black, or I said the oil instead of the shlum, but it was Kedusha here from before. And as a result of using the Tmura technique, he is spreading the Kedusha from one to the other. To spread Kedusha, even based on an error, it works. But over here, we're trying to create brand new Kedusha that didn't exist until now. He said about the Shor Shachar Shiyotzim Mibeisi Rishoyin, this is a brand new Hegdish. Over here, you have to go and say it properly. Once you have a mistake, it doesn't count, it doesn't work. So that's a very logical svara. Hani militmura achusi hegdish betoros lemachsin.
How do you translate achusi machsin?
Achusi means that hegdish should go and be created and fall like, on this new act.
Achusi like tchila is like a.
I know what's tchila. Achusi I think is more like a
nichal.
No, but then we'd be with a lamb.
Right.
I think achusi in like nochis or mochis is usually that it rest. Falls or rests on.
Okay, thank
rest
you.
Is a good thing. Good. Ul beishamai. Freiti Gemara. Ma'ilu omar harizeh tachazeh v'chatzi hayoin mihav yitmura me'ahish ata el ad moti chatzi hayoin hu dav yitmura hachanam edachim megal yemilza. The Gemara is asking is the Lashon HaGemara is somewhat obscure. First let's explain what it says and then we'll explain what the Gemara means. Ma'ilu omar harizeh tachazeh v'chatzi hayoin. What happens if you do a tmura at 9 o'clock in the morning but you say I don't want the tmura to be chal now, one tumur to be chal at 12 o'clock, midday, chatzi hayom. So let me ask you, mihavi tumur mehishata, would you say that it becomes tumura immediately right now at 9 o'clock in the morning? And therefore, if at 9:30 or 10 o'clock someone would go and use this animal, for instance, to do charisha, to go and plow in the field, would you say that he's moil behegdish? No. Mihavi tumur mehishata, ela adam mati chatzi hayom. You agree that you have to wait until 12 o'clock, because that's what he stipulated, 12 o'clock. Who dav yitmur? Hachanami, the same thing over here, lachi megal yemiltza. When what he said counts and transpires and is effective, that's when it should become hegdish, only under those circumstances. Of course, in our Mishnah, our Gemara, we're not talking about timing. What the Gemara means to say is that the mistake over there by the tmura is different than the mistake over here. In which respect? Because let's think about it again. What was the case over there? You had the three animals, lamejogun, that you have your one chulin and an oila and ishlam. He intended saying oila, 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 and he's been thinking about this oila, oila, oila. And then when the time came, he said the chulin becomes ishlam. What's the din? Et ishlamin. I didn't mean shlamin. I meant oila. Sorry, mister. That's what you said. I have a recording. You said shlam. I'm stuck. So what then is the mistake? The mistake is what he said, but we're makayim es devorei. What he said is what counts. Not what he had in mind, what he said. Same thing if he had a white and a black chulin, and he wanted to go and say zutmur zu on the black one. And instead he said on the white one, this white one should go and be the tmura. Oh yeah, I didn't mean the white one, I meant the black one. Too late, sir. Maybe Tachadidibu can still be Choyzer. We're talking about it after Tachadidibu. So what's it then? Since he said the white, even though he thought black, 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 but Lemaisi said white, the white one becomes the Hektish. So in that sense, it was a To'us. That's not what he meant, but we follow what he said. Getting back to Argumar, what happened over here? The person said, Shor Shochar Shiyetzin Beisir Rishon Harihu Hektish. And the one that came out was Lovan. And the Gemara is assuming at this time in the first Pshat, that the Lovan is the one that becomes Hegdish. Well, he made a mistake. He said, Shor Shochar. But the white one becomes the Hegdish. That's not the same as the case of the Tmura. Because in the case of the Tmura, what he said is what counts. And therefore, if he said over here Shor Shochar, it should be the Shor Shochar that should become the Hegdish, not the Shor Lovan. The Shor Lovan is exactly the opposite of what he said. So if you want to learn our Mishnah from the case of Tmura, the way to learn it properly, L'choyra, would be that just like by Tamura, he made a mistake. He said white when he meant black. The white one becomes the one that's Hegdish. Here too, if he said Shor Shochar, even though he meant Ahin, Aher, Aher, and Ahin, the Yotza Lovin and the Lovin was the one that came out, don't say that the Lovin becomes the one that's Hegdish, because he said Shor Shochar. You have to follow what he said. So therefore, L'choyra, it doesn't shtim, like Arya likes to say. The two cases, it's not the same. And if Omer Apapa says, I have a new pshat. And in fact, both the Rush and the Toises comment that it should say, Elo Omer Apapa, as you would typically find when we're changing gears totally, or changing stations. However, says the Toises and the Rush, the reason why it doesn't say Elo is because the previous Teretz did not have a Mandi Omer. If it would have said Rava Omer, Rabaya Omer, Rav Chizda Omer, and then El Amar Papa, you're changing from one Mandiyam to the other. Since we didn't have any Mandiyamar, it was just an anonymous person that gave that pshat. So that's why we leave out the word Ella. As we said twice. Anyway, so was Dr. Rapapa. Lakach nemar rishon likshiyetz rishon. V'hashor shachar kamar. Nilevskin and Delesli alahai. What Rapapa says is, not like we've been learning until now, that the first one that becomes Hegdish is that the one that becomes Hegdish, according to Beis Shammai, is the Lovan, is the white one. But rather, it's the black one that comes out. That's the one that becomes Hegdish. Ah, and therefore, when it says in the Mishnah, Oh, Mishnah Shachshiyah to Meisarishan, are you Hegdish? The Yotza Lovan. You know what's going to be? The Sharshachar that comes out subsequently, whether it's number two, or three, or four. But it's the first Shor Shachar Shiyetze Beis Rishon, that's the one that's going to become Kaddish. So although, when we learn the Mishnah, it says, V'yotza Lovan, V'shami Omim Hegdish, which one is Hegdish? Shtei Tachnish. According to the first Pshat, Hegdish means the Lovan becomes Hegdish. And the Gemara said, but that's to the Shtim then with Hilchas Tamura. Says Gemara, no, you're right. Says Rapapa, we mean the Shor Shachar becomes Hegdish. That first black one. Yeah, but the first one that came out was Lavan. Fine. The first black shor that leaves Beis Yerishon, that could be in another 10 cows from now. Holy cow! But whenever it happens, that shor shachar, that's going to be the one that's going to be the Hegdish.
Makes sense. So why does Beis Hillel disagree?
1 second. That's why you have to agree. Amra Papa, the kach nemar rishon, the kshiyetz rishon. What he meant to say is, the first one that comes out, which is black. And he said the Shor Shachar. So, the first Shor Shachar that comes out, that's the one that Beis Shammai is stipulating, that's the Hegdish. There's even a better question than when you're asking, and that is, why does the Gemara give that as an example of Hegdish Tois Hegdish? It wasn't even a Hegdish Tois.
Exactly.
He said the black one.
Right.
Beis Shammai says the black one is Hegdish.
There's no Tois, right?
It was perfect. Great Gemara. Me loy askind lesli elahai. Isn't the Mishnah talking about that he only had two shvarim altogether, one black and one white? For a puppet to interpret our Mishnah, that he means the first shor shachar that leaves Beis Yerishon. Ehatachnu ayns. He only has one shor shachar. So what are you talking about? The first black ox that leaves his house. And you only have one black ox. So what are you talking about? The first one. No, in fact, you have to say Anukimt in our Mishnah, that in fact he had multiple black oxen, and therefore what he really meant to say was, the very first among my two or three or multiple oxen, which is black, the first black one among them, which leaves the house, that's the one that should be Kaddish. So, L'chayra, that's a very simple pshat, and as the Gemara is going to ask shortly, then there really was no toys about this. So the black one that comes out first, okay, the first black one that came out. Three shvarim later, five shvarim later, the first one. That's the one that becomes Kaddish. And what did Barry ask before? If that's the case, this is so sensible, why is Beis Hillel arguing? Why is Beis Hillel saying any Hegdish? But Beis Hillel oimrim, him kein shiyetze berishon mi boyolei. What means shiyetze berishon? We can take out the word mi beisi. The word mi beisi is extra, superfluous. It could have simply said, if the focus is on black ox, as opposed to leaving the house rishon, it could have said the Mishnah Kate said, Omar, Shor Shachar, Sheyetze Rishon Mibayle. What's Sheyetze Mibayse Rishon? By adding the word Mibayse, that gives you an indication, you meant Taka, the first one that comes out of the door, out of the house, and leaves the corral, or leaves the house, to go outside. Look, this wasn't the first one that left the house. The first one that left the house was a white one. And therefore, when he said, the Shor Shachar Sheyetze Mibayse Rishon, it sounds like his focus and his emphasis was not so much on the color of the shor, but the one that leaves the house first. And guess what? There was no black cow that left the house first. Which is the one that left the house first? It was
the white one.
Says Beis Hillel, that's why in Hegdish, because he made a mistake. Freitimar omli rovu mi brownish le Rav Ashi. I Hegdish betarzu. Hegdish bekavanu. I don't understand now the pshat of Rav Papa. According to the first pshat in our Mishnah, I understood that I had a toys. What was the toys? He said, black cow. The first one that came out was a white cow. We assumed according to Beis Shammai, Hegdish means that the white cow becomes Hegdish. No, I understand that that's Hegdish Betois. he said black, it came out white, it's as crystal as black and white, that he said black. And the one that came out white says Beisham Hegdish. Okay, I can see that that's a tois. It's not similar to the tois of Tamura, admittedly, but at least it's a tois. But the way Narapapa said it, he is now explaining so beautifully that what Beishama is really saying is not that there was a mistake over here. Beishama is saying, when the person said the first black cow that leaves the house, he didn't mean the first that leaves the house. He meant the first black one that leaves the house. Baruch Hashem, after the white one came out, the next one, or two later, a black one came out. So that's the first black shard that left the house. And that was Bekavana. That's what he meant all along, says Rapapa. So he's like, that's not a Hegdish Betois. That's a Hegdish normal.
Everything. So according to Rapapa, now that if he said first one Hayotze Mebetzi is a Shachar Hayotze Mebetzi.
Exactly.
So, right. So then the white one that comes out first, what would be Rapapa would say that it's the Hegdish Betois and it's not effective?
The facts remain the same. The only question is the law. The facts are that he said the first black cow that leaves the house, that should be Hegdish. And which one left first?
White.
A white cow. Oi, now I have my headache. Which one did becomes Kaddish? Does this white one become Kaddish? So according to the first pshat in our Mishnah, the first white one that leaves, that becomes Kaddish according to Beis Shammai, because that was his real kavano all along. Ah, he said Shor Shachar. He didn't really make Shor Shachar. He really meant the first one that leaves the house. Why did he in fact say Shor Shachar? Says the Torah, he says, because he thought that the first one was going to be black. Why? His black cow is much quicker, and usually every single morning when I open up the doors, the Shor Shachar comes out 95% of the time. I was sure that it's going to be Shor Shachar. It could be that it was a stronger ox. It was a younger ox. It goes with far more vibrancy and far more koyach.
Or he has many more black cows than he has white cows.
That's not a
toast
then.
So now the question is, the white one came out first as opposed to what he thought that it's going to be the black one. So now the question is, which one, in fact, did Beis Shammai mean when he said Hegdish? Did he mean the white one that came out first? And therefore the emphasis was not so much on Shor Shachar. The emphasis was on the Rishon, Yotze Rishon. That's the first pshat. According to this new pshat of Rapapa, no. It's not that the Lovin becomes Hegdish. It's the black one becomes Hegdish. The black one only comes out number two and number three. That's fine. Let's look at his words. He said the Shor Shachar, she yates him, he basi Rishon, the black one that comes out first. No, that's the first black one that came out. It's true that a white one came before, and a red one, and a green one, but the first black one that came out, which was after 3, 4, 5 Shvarim, that first one, that's what I meant, that should become Kaddish. And that's what Beis Shammai means in its English. So now the question is, Frank T. Gemara, this seems to be such a good pshat. That's not a Hegdish Betois, that's Hegdish Bekavana. That's exactly what he said. According to the way Rapop is learning pshat in the Mishnah, and it's very sensible, it makes a lot of sense, he says, the first black ox that leaves my house, boom, that should become Hegdish. Well, guess what? Says Beis Shammai, even though 3 white ones came out first, but the first black one was the first black one, so that becomes Hegdish. So, this is the toys. It's a Hegdish Bekavana. Everything more what you're saying is correct. However, Ela Mishum di Atyo Ledibure. Atyo Ledibure means that he could have said it with greater clarity by the fact that there's a possibility of thinking that maybe he really meant the first one that comes out, regardless of the color. That's what he meant, that there is a mistake here. Mishum di Atyo Ledibure Kama. Meaning, he could just easily have said Shor Shachar, the black cow that comes out first, without, or not that comes out first, the first black cow that leaves the house, that's the one that should become Hegdish. No, that would have been crystal clear, the first black cow. But he said the black cow that comes out of the base of Rishon, so maybe the focus is not so much on the black cow. Maybe it's the one that comes out first. So therefore, there is the possibility that he meant white, which in fact was the first pshat in the Gemara, that he meant white. Rapapa is saying, because you could have misinterpreted his words to suggest that the Lovin which came out first, that's the one which is Hegdish, That's what the Mishnah means when it says Hegdish Tois. It's not really Hegdish Tois, it's really Hegdish Bekavana. That we're explaining what he really meant. He meant the black, he didn't mean the white. But since you could have confused it and thought that he meant the white, which in fact was the first pshat, that's the Hegdish Bekavana. Yeah.
In the case of Tumura, we say, Hu Tumrasa Yia Kodesh. Why don't we say the same here, both the black and the white are Kodesh? The black because it's the first one that came out first according to his Kavana, and the low one because it came out first in Beso.
How many by Tumura, how many become Kodesh? One or two?
Only one becomes one. Kodesh, one is already is Kodesh.
Of course.
So that's this, the toast here, the ambiguity, the suffix. It's not so much toast, it's what? More suffix.
Good. What happens if you have three animals all together, which is the case of the Tumura Betos? Let's talk about the
Ola Shlomim and
Ola Shlomim. Good. We have the Chulin, we have the Ola and the Shlomim.
Right.
So we say that he meant to say Ola, yeah, and he said Ola, Shlomim. Right. So that one, a single animal, becomes Kodesh. The other case, you have the black and the white, and then you have the Tmushul Shlomim, and he said, I really meant to say that the black one should be the Tmur Shlomim. By mistake, I said that the white one.
Right.
So which one becomes Kodesh?
The white.
Why don't you say the white and the black? Well, since I meant the black, yeah, I said the white. White and black, both of them. You don't say that. Only the one that he said. Only one. As a result of the Hegdish Petorius, one of that gets branded the Hegdish, not both. So now the question is, which one? According to the original Pshat Nigmar, we thought it's the love and the white one. And then the Gemara said, well, that cannot be. You're learning that from Tumura. Because by Tumura, you always follow what he said, not what he had in mind. And since he said white, no, white one becomes Kodesh. Here we're saying that he said black, and you're telling me that the white one becomes Kodesh according to the first Pshat. Now, that cannot be that you're learning from Tamura. He says, well, you're right. So the Papa, the black one, Taka, becomes Kodesh. And it's very easy to understand why the black one, because that's in fact what he meant all along. The first black cow that came out, even if it comes only five Shvarim later, first one, he becomes Kodesh. So Fred says, that's such a wonderful pshat. It's not a toys anymore.
Right.
That's exactly what he said. But says the Gemara, since his words were not said with the greatest of clarity, it was a little bit vague or ambiguous, so much so that the first Pshat in the Gemara was attack of the white one becomes Kodesh and not the black one. Therefore, says the Gemara, that's why he calls it a Hegdish Tois, even though really we're talking about a Hegdish Bekavan. So it has the Hegdish Tois itself, if you will, is like a mistake. Tos. It's a Tois. It's called misnomer. It's not really Hegdish Tois, Hegdish Bekavanah, which could have led you to a Tois based on the lack of sufficient clarity.
On the case of Yustaf and Bat Yustaf.
Yes.
Yustaf said, how you would say,
mm-hmm.
He didn't say what comes out.
His daughter came out.
Find an animal.
Mm-hmm.
No one thought that he contemplated that his daughter might come out.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that he said, he didn't specify what it was, they rely upon what you actually said.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a machloket here as to whether that extends to the case of Tumura as well.
Very good. Beautiful. So you're making a very nice tushtel that you can say that our Gemara has its basis and its background on the historical case of the daughter of Yiftach. Yishikoch. And Yiftach, by definition, means to be poseach, to open up. So therefore, we're now opening up the Dalze Beisi, or in this case, the Beisi Rishon. Which one was it, the black one or the white one? And that's the discussion. Shkoyach David, thank you very much. So getting back to our Gemara now. Preit Gemara. So what the Gemara now concludes is, what the Gemara has an assumption, that Rav Papa is really saying that Beis Shammai agrees that Hegdish Betois, lo have the Hegdish, even though the Mishnah said Hegdish Betois, that's not what the Mishnah meant. The Mishnah means that the Hegdish Bekavana have the Hegdish. But Atiyeh Lishoinoi, the way he said it was such that there wasn't sufficient clarity, and I could have thought, I should have thought, and would have thought. Therefore, but Lemaisa, he doesn't hold Lechoira of Hegdish Betois, have the Hegdish. He agrees to Beisil, Hegdish Betois, loy have the Hegdish. Furthermore, if that's the case, let me ask from a couple of Mishnayos. And the learning of this Mishnah now is very beneficial, because that's the Mishnah which we're going to learn tomorrow on the bottom of the Amid Beis. But now we learned in tomorrow's Mishnah. Mishnah the Benazir, the Nishalach HaChamim, the Hitira. Person took upon himself Nazirus, and then, after a while, he got tired of the Nazirus, and he was Matanegdin. Well, he slid behind him with, and he, of course, had already set aside an animal for purposes of bringing for a Karim. What happens now? Since, as we know, the bezin is ukele mafreya. We had a machloikis legabi, we had a shaila legabi a baal mefer is a mekar okar a megis gaius. In fact, the Gemara had two rais, one brais azoi, one brais azoi. Marzutra tried to go and make the two braises consistent. You remember the old Gemara that we had, previous Gemara that we had. Here we're talking about a het to the dorm. Het to the dorm, everybody agrees it's mekar okar. So if it's mekar okar, that's oikel mafreya. So then the kedusha that he gave to this behema is worthless, is goldish. Why? Because he was never a nazir. He's oikel mafreya. What's the intent of a tira be'ed? The intent of a tira, let it go back and rejoin all of the other animals in the eder, in the corral, as if it was chulin all along, because this temporary hegdish that he made fell away. It's a hegdish betos. So now, Amr Beisil Beishamai. So Beisil is saying now to Beishamai rhetorically, I'atem moidim shehegdish betos. Who? Don't you agree that this is a real case of hegdish betos? He thought he was going to finish his nazirus, and that's why he was mafresh the behemoth. But the masi was not mashlim is naziris, he cut it short, and so therefore he never had to go and be makdish the behemah in the first place. Wouldn't you agree that this is hegdish betoyis? And nevertheless, v'teitiv tir be'eder. So you see that hegdish betoyis loy have a hegdish. That's what Basil said as a challenge to Beishamai. Nu mechlau, obviously from this monologue we see the sarva Beishamai hegdish betoyis have a hegdish, and that Basil is challenging Beishamai, how can you say something like that? Hegdish betoyis have the hegdish. I have the case of Mishanad ben Nozim. You see, it goes back to the Eder. Is the Charai that hegdish betoyis? I have the hegdish. Zakti Yamara Nishkaraya. El Beisil hu dekatol. It's Beisil that was making the mistake. Sari tamay the Beishamai Misham hegdish betoyis have the hegdish. Like it says in our Mishnah. That's what he thought. Ve'amri lohim Beishamai. And now Beishamai is responding based on what the Papa learns pshat in Beishamai. La mishum hegdish betoyis. It's not because it was hegdish betoyis. The reason why I'm saying that the one that is kodesh is the black ox that leaves first. Ela mishum the atya le dibure kama. The reason is because the language that he used initially was not as precise as he could have, and that's what I meant hegdish betoyis. But the truth of the matter is, I agree with you, Basil, that hegdish betoyis, loy have the hegdish. It's only in this case because it was hegdish bekavona. He taken meant black, and that's how we baskin that the black one, according to Beishamai, that the black one is hegdish. Oh, so therefore, what the Gemara is telling us is that although Basil is challenging, Beishamai, don't you hold hegdish betoyis have the hegdish? I see that that's not halacha. Beishamai said, don't scream at me. I don't hold hegdish betoyis have the hegdish. I agree with you, hegdish betoyis, loy have the hegdish. Yeah, I used the term hegdish betoyis. That was used, if you will, betoyis. It wasn't really meant that there was a mistake. It just meant that his language could have been clear. Okay.
So we know that in general, the netter has to be clear, explicit.
Pad libo shoven.
Ish kiyafli, it has to be about flaw.
Yeah, right.
Exactly, that's Reb Tarfon.
Tarfon says it's not so much about flaw.
Exactly. So, it's missing hafla. Could
so,
be.
So how is it that it's, the whole parsha even starts?
Okay, so the question is, what degree of hafla? Maybe, in fact, that's Bechlech Beishamai itself. Beishamai says,
this is hafla enough.
It could have been clear, but it was 95% clear. As I said, the first black ox that left. Okay, so the first black ox that left. You know, yeah. Maybe you meant the first one that leaves the door, even if it's white. And maybe, yeah, that's not what I meant. Good. Zokti Mora. Okay, so let's go back. Again, what does Rav Papa apparently hold, according to Beishamai, that Beishamai holds hegdish betoyis? Loi have the hegdish, and our Mishnah is talking about a case of hegdish bekavana that he meant that. V'sar Beishamai hegdish betoyis. Loi have the hegdish toshema. I have another Mishnah, and this is the next Mishnah on tomorrow's blot. Toshema yumahalchim baderech. The echad ba kenegda. And you had six people that are walking together as a group. They just came back from Mishir Dafiyomi. They're all freilich. They're all happy. And they're all walking in one direction, and the echad ba kenegda. And there's somebody's coming from three blocks away towards them, and they're starting. Hey, who's that? Is that the Uncle Smith or is that James Jones? Which who happens to be? So the Omar echad hareni nazir. I am going to tell you emphatically that fellow that's coming, shezeh ploini. That's the Uncle Smith. The echad omar, the Omar said, ah, you know what you're talking about. Hareni nazir she ain't zeh ploini. I am making a nazirus that he's not Yankel Smith, but rather James Jones or whoever. Now, each one of the six states Hareni Nazir, but each one appends to it some additional word. So the first one says Hareni Nazir Shezeh Ploidi. I'm telling you, Nazir. Notice he doesn't say Almanas with a Tanai. He just says Hareni Nazir. I'm telling you emphatically. That's why, that's Yanko. I know Yanko for 50 years already. The other one says, I know Yanko for 51 years. Hareni Nazir Shein Zeh Ploidi. I'm telling you, he's not a Ploidi. He's not the Yanko. Now the third one says, Hareni Nazir She'echan Mikem Nazir. I am taking upon myself Nazir, so one of the two of you is right. And of course he's right. Because it's either going to be Yanko, or it's not going to be Yanko. It's one of the two.
Heads or tails.
Exactly. And now the fourth one says, Hareni Nazir She'ein Echan Mikem Nazir. And I take upon myself Nazir, so one of the first two is not a Nazir. And of course, he's also right. Because either number one that identified him as Yankel, he'll be right. Or number two that said that he's not Yankel, he'll be right. It's one or the other. So therefore, when number three said, She'echem mikem Nazir, one of the two will be Nazir. Either it's Yankel or it's not Yankel. It'll be either Nazir, person number one will be the Nazir, or person number two will be the Nazir. Now, when person four says, Hareni Nazir, She'ein echem mikem Nazir, he's also right, because it's the flip side of the coin of number three. Number three said, I'm a Nazir because one of them is a Nazir. And number four said, I'm a Nazir because one of them is not a Nazir. Because only one of them is a Nazir, not both. And then number five says, Shishneichem Nazirim. I'm taking upon myself already Nazir, that both of you happen to be Nazir. That L'chayra is an error.
Right.
It's not true. He's not a Nazir. Both of them can't be a Nazir. It's either it is Yanko or it's not Yanko. Then number six says, Shekulchem Nazirim. All five of you, Hareni Nazir, that all five of you are Nazirim. That's also a Chayra in error, because of the first two, it's either one or two, not both of them. And once again, when it comes to three and four are fine. But now when number five says, Sheshneichem Nazirim, that both of them Nazirim, that one and two are Nazirim, that doesn't stim, it's either one or two, not both. So, L'Chayra, there's something funny going on. Bishami Amrim, Kolam Nazirim, all of them, all six of them are Nazirim. Certainly among the first two, there's a Hegdish Batois. It's either Yankel, not Yankel. Uktani Kulam Nazirim. So I see from this that Bishami does subscribe to Hegdish Batois, have the Hegdish. Not talking about Hegdish, we're talking about Naziris, but Naziris is a Kodesh, subset. Yeah. Kodesh, yeah, it's a subset, it's a derivative of the Indian of Hegdish. So that's how this whole Mishnah comes into our Masechta, because we knew we were going to come to this Nazirim. So that being the case, Jokti Gemara, so I see that Beishami holds Hegdish Batois, have Hegdish. And for the Gemara, Amri Sabi Beishami Hegdish Batois, have Hegdish. You happen to be right. Based on the Nazirim case, it's crystal clear. Hegdish Batois, have Hegdish. Otherwise, how could both the first two be in Nazirim? But Hochaloi, but don't bring me a raya from the first Mishnah, says Rapapa. That Hegdish Tois, Hegdish, because the first Mishnah is not talking about Hegdish Tois. It's talking Hegdish Bekavana. It's only called Hegdish Batois. It's a shtickle Tois that we call it Hegdish Batois. It's only because his tongue did not speak with the degree of clarity and precision that we would have desired. So that's why we call it Hegdish Tois. Because I might have thought that he really meant the white one, which in fact was the first pshat in the Mishnah, in the Gemara. But Ramasi meant Hegdish Bekavana. So therefore, from our Mishnah, there's no right. But you're right, for the case of Nazirim, it is a right. Now, you're probably all thinking to yourself, but how could they taka be all Nazirim if each one is stipulating and saying that I am a Nazir, Shekulcham Nazirim? That's not true. Number six. So you see, I also made a choice. I meant six, and I said seven. So Nazirim, Shekulcham Nazirim. Right? Number six says, Hareini Nazir, Shekulcham Nazirim, that all five of you are Nazirim. That's not correct. Nevertheless, Bishami says, Kul Nazirim. How could that be? So, you can look in vain for a Toysis here on this Amid, and on Lamed Beis Amid Aleph, and Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph. The Toysis for here is on Lamed Beis Amid Beis. See, things are a little bit strange. Yeah. You look at the Toysis on Lamed Beis Amid Beis. You see in the middle of the Amid, there is Toysis, Shisha Shoyim Halchim Bederach. So Toysis goes through the whole thing, the first one, the second one. Now, if you go towards the end of that Toysis, in my Gemara, it's five lines before the end of the Toysis. There's a two dots. It says, Bishami Omrim Kulam Nazirim. Do you have that? It's 2, 4, 6, 7 sure. lines into the white lines.
I don't see 2 dots, but I have the book.
But you have the Shemam and Kulnazim, right?
Yeah.
Do you want me to show you the mind that has it? You believe me? Okay. Two dots. Okay, I'm just trying to make a point. Here we got 2 points. It's Beishami Amakul and Nazir. The Savri Beishami Nazirus Betoyus have a Nazir. Mishum de Kulon, the Nazirus Niskavnu. They all meant to become Nazirim. The Gomru Bedaton, Leois Bechol Inyan. Really and truly, says Beishamai, I look into their minds. They wanted to become Nazirim. All these 6 guys were freilich. They're coming back from probably a wine party. And they said, Ginnik wine for the next month. Not going to drink anymore for another 30 days. They really were going midas to become Hareni Nazir under all circumstances. Umasha Omar, it's posed in the case of Shira Ishplaini. Lefishu Sovr Kidvarov. He wanted to go and be kind of emphatic in Nazir. I'm a Nazir. Oh, you see, Hareni Nazir, that's Yankel. But Yankel Yo, Yankel Nish, that was really not important. So therefore, even though it sounds like the Nazirus was appended to Yo Yankel Nish,
it didn't say Almanas. It didn't say Almanas.
That's for sure.
It's a kind of toughest lesson Rishon. Hareni Nazir,
right?
Hareni Nazir has that quality.
Good. So therefore, it becomes a Nazir. And therefore, but Lamaisa was a Taurus. Because he said, but it's only over there, but no raya from our Mishnah. So far we had 2 pshatim in the Mishnah, the unnamed Man Diomar, and then Rav Papa, and now we have pshat number 3. Pshat is Abaya Omar. Lo yikasol kadaita dekoyim b'tzavra, lo achma yiskinim dekoyim b'tihara. We had assumed that the person got up in the morning, he went to davenin, and then after that he learned the daf, and then he comes home, and then he says, oh, the animals haven't left the house yet, they haven't left the corral. Okay, I take upon myself that the first black animal that leaves the Beisir Rishon, that should be Hegdish. And guess what happens? It wasn't the black one, it was the white one. That's how we spoke about the background, the facts of the situation. So it's a big, big mistake. It's not talking about in the morning, it's talking about in the afternoon. The person is now coming back, mincha time. And he asked, did all the animals go out? Of course they went out. They went out already 10 o'clock in the morning. You think they're going to wait for you to come back from mincha? Of course they went out. Well, I bet you, you know what? I'm sure it was the black one that went first. That's the one that came out. And that's the one I want to make Hegdish. So it's talking about not something that he's predicting for the future to become Hegdish, but a historic fact, something that already took place. And he said that the black one that came out first, Mibesi, that's the one that should be Hegdish. Okay, so how does that help? Is that okay? So far, so good? The Lashon of the Mishnah. Exactly.
I'm looking at the spelling of the verb.
The spelling is perfect. Only question is, what are the kudais? Is it Sheyotze Mibesi Rishon?
Sheyotze
Mibesi Rishon. That works in the first case. It's not going to work so well in the other 2 cases,
right,
because he says dinners of shiyal of the yadir
rishayin
and the chavish shiyain shetal of the yadir rishayin. The Gemara is going to ask that guy.
Okay.
And miyat Hashem, when we get to it. But in the meantime, we're talking about this is already a historic fact that has already taken place. Hakama yiskin the koin betira viyama the shor shochah shiyotz the base rishon lihavi hegdish. Oh, you know the first black one, the black one that came out first. Yeah, listen. I've been doing this for years. It's always the black one comes out first. That black one that always comes out first. That's the one that should be Hegdish. Well, I'm relay. Sorry. You're right. Typically the black one comes out first. But today, Pink Tant, Love and Nofak. It was the white one that came out first. Oh, the Omer Lohayim, when he hears this startling news, what are the millennials say today?
Amazing.
It was the white one and not the black one. He have Yadana, the love and Nofak. If I would have known that the white one came out, Li'amri Shachar, I never would have used the word Shachar, because my really intention was the first one that comes out. I have to have assumed that it's black just based on experience. So I figured it's probably going to be the black one. But if I would have known, I wouldn't have said anything. I would have just said the first one that comes out. Aha. So therefore, says the Gemara, that's the case of Hegdish Toos, and this is a real Toos. Because what's the real Torah?
He thought the black one came out first, and he was wrong.
Exactly. So that's a real classic case of Hekdesh Torah, says Abaya. My pshat is better than the first pshat, better than the second pshat, because he readily acknowledges that he says, I was convinced that the black one came out first. Why? Because of the way it sounded based on history. Could be that he was in the other room and he heard the footsteps. Oh, that's the black one always makes those types of footsteps. Or the black one makes a snorting every morning and makes a noise with its nose. That was the snort. Ah, that's the black one. It turns out that it was the white one. So what's the case? That was the Hekdesh Torah. It says, Beishamai, Hekdesh Torah, have a Hekdesh. Frank Timara, Umi, Matzis, Amris, Tekoim, Betira, that this is now historic and that it's... Oh, by the way, we didn't finish off, but the Toisis and the Rosh say, and it's now, according to Abaye, had, however, the animal come out in the morning instead of in the afternoon, he would not have said, Ihav Yadana the love in Nofak. Why? Because although a person is believed, not that it's believed, a person, you could conjure up a case where the person made a mistake and he was sure it was the black one that came out, and then it turns out that it was a white one. Okay, I made a mistake. However, would a person go and predict the future? Is he a Novi to go and say, oh, I know that the black one is going to come out first and that's when I'm going to be Makdish? How do you know? It could very well be the white will come out first. So therefore, that's why Abaye prefers this case of the afternoon, where it's a real Tois, as opposed to a misprediction, because you wouldn't expect people to predict something for the future, as Nishkanovi HaNishkaru HaKadosh. It's talking about in the afternoon. So tomorrow, today, go make a small change. But it says, therefore, with these two little changes, says Abaya, I got the best pshat in the Mishnah. So we end off with three pshatim in the Mishnah. The original unnamed pshat, that it's the lovan. We have that it comes Hegdish. We have the pshat of Rapapa, that it's the black one that comes Hegdish. And then we have Abaya that says neither of the two. Those happened in the morning. I'm talking about that the Mishnah is talking about in the afternoon. What happened in the afternoon? He said, oh, I'm sure that it was the black one. I could hear it. I saw it. From afar, the snorting, whatever, I was sure. And then they tell, well, you made a mistake. It was love. If I would have known, I wouldn't have said it black. I really meant it.
So according to Abaye, what's the Hegdish, the toast, this Hegdish, according to Beis Shammai, if all this is in the afternoon, and it's
look at the Lashon. He said, in the afternoon, I'm sure it's the black one that came out first, the Shoshocha, Shiyotzi, Beis Harishon, I want that to be Hegdish. That first black one, you know, the one that came out first.
So what's the Havi Hegdish then?
What's the predicate there?
Havi Hegdish, nothing's Hegdish. According to Abaya, nothing's Hegdish.
Continue on. The Amrulay, they told him, Mr., you made a mistake.
Right.
Love and Nofak, the white one came out first. For Amrulayin, and therefore now the owner, the person who was in charge, who made this statement, said, if I would have known that it was the white one, I wouldn't have said the black one, because my real kavana was the first one that comes out should be Hegdish. I said black. I made a mistake. I really meant the first one comes out.
But Beis Shammai would say that it's Hegdish,
and the white one is Hegdish. And according to Abaya's understanding of the Mishnah, Beis Shammai is saying that the white one is Hegdish.
Correct.
Okay.
White one is Hegdish.
Right.
And why I said black? That was my toast. I was sure that it was.
The toast was in how he described what happened historically.
Exactly.
Okay.
And not a prediction that's going to happen in the future. So we have white, black, and white in terms of which one becomes Hegdish according to the three pshat on the Gemara.
But according to Abaya, if it made a prediction, that would not be. Beis Shammai would not say that it's a Hegdish for toast.
Correct. We'd have to rely on perhaps a Papa. That it was a Hegdish Bekavonah, if that's what he said black. You only say that he made a choice if it's La'ach Ramais.
Yeah.
Because you don't expect a person to be a Novi to predict the future. That's how the Mefarshim Rim Shat, one of these many, many thousands of places in over here. See, if you look here, there's a fairly lengthy toisis. We're not going to go through the whole thing, But the Tosis here, it starts on the bottom of Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. You see the last line, last two lines of Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. Abai Omer Lisalka Daita Dekoy Betzafa. Alocha Maiskin and Dekoy Betzaroyim. Got that on the bottom, last line, Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. 33a. Yeah. Last line. Shekvar Yotzo Behemis Ben Abai Yisliris Ben Mira. They already left the house. The Omer, Shor Shiyotza Kvarmi Beis Rishon, the one that left, you have to add the word Shor Shochar. Shiyotza Kvarmi Beis Rishon, the first black shore that left my house. He has many black ones, he has many white ones. It doesn't matter. The one that came out, that first black one that came out, that should be the Hekdish. That happened directly. They say, sir, sorry, but you made a mistake. It was the white one. The Omer. And he says, if I would have known, I wouldn't have said Shachar. I made a mistake. I would have said Lovin, or I wouldn't have said anything. But by the fact that I said Shachar, discount that. I didn't mean that. I meant the first one that comes out. The hashta yesh lo lemeimer show yidat lechol mishi yetzer rishon. He documents whichever one shiotzer rishon, whichever one came out first. Mishma chavi hegdish afilu halava tiofina mitmurid to have a hegdish afilu betos. The vayisvirle the koy betzavra. If it would have been in the morning, the omer shor shochar shiyetzer rishon. The omelay and then they told him love and nafak. The Omar, I have Yodana, the love of Novak, have a mina. If I would have known that the first one would go out, was it the
love
have a mina, love, then I wouldn't have said Shor Shachar. I would have said love. The Baha Afilu Beishame Moidu, the loy have a Hegdish. That would not have been Hegdish. Why Shahar Layot, Halo Yodea, Shiyetzi Ashachar Tchila, Lekulan? He didn't know that the black one was going to come out first. For Lama Hiske Shachar. Why would he have said black if he meant whichever one comes out first? Is he a prophet that he knows which one is going to come out first, going to come out second? He couldn't possibly know that. So therefore, says the Tosis, that according to Abaya, if it would be Betzafra, Beishamai would not say, even though the fact pattern seems very similar, that he said if the first black one that comes out, that's going to be Hekdish. And then they tell him, sorry sir, you know the first one that came out was a white ox that came out. So go and say, like we said, in the case of the Tiara in the afternoon, no, that's what I really meant, I meant the first one comes out. No, no, no. By the fact that he says in the afternoon, the black one that came out first. Oy, I was sure there was a black one. That's what my impression was. That's how the hoof sounded like. That's what usually happens. Then I say that he retracts and he said, I thought I didn't mean the black one. I meant the white one after all. I meant the first one. First one is white. That's the Hegdish Betos. However, in the case of the Tzafra, in the morning, if we have that same fact pattern, that he says the first black one that comes out, that should be. And guess what happens? The white one comes out. And we tell him, the white one came out first. So then, he doesn't say, oh, if I would have known that the white would come out first, I would have said the white one, or I wouldn't have said anything. No, no, no. Because we don't assume that a person is going to make predictions for the future. And therefore, if he said, Shor Shachar, he meant Akashor Shachar. And therefore, it's not like the case of the Tiara, that the white one becomes Hegdish, according to Abaya. In the case of Tzafra, the white one would not become Hegdish, because Itaka meant the black one after all. And therefore, either nothing becomes Hegdish, or like her papa said, that the first black one, even if it comes out number five, that's going to be the one that becomes Hegdish. Anyway, continuing on Agava. At this point, Amar Rav Chizda is not addressing our Mishnah. Rav Chizda is telling us independently the following. Uchma b'chivra lakya. Chivra be'uchma lakya. What does this mean? Uchma is black, chivra is white. If you have a white flock, you have a flock of white animals, says Rav Chizda, that is very expensive. How many white cows do you know? Do you ever conjure up in your mind white cows? You normally think of black cows, poraduma, red cow. Do you ever think of a white cow? So if you have a whole flock of white cows, and there's one uchma, one black one among them, lakya, that affects negatively on the price. If you were able to go and just sell 50 white cows, you'd command one price. 50 white cows plus, for 50 cows, including one black cow, that already will cause there to be a slight discount in the price. That's not good. Lucky. It's like a Lashon HaMalkus. Loike, he loses as a result. And on the other hand, Chivra Be'uchma. Here we're talking about a black cow with Chivra, where there's a white blotch, a white
spot.
Blemish, spot on it. Lucky, that affects the price of the black cow, because the buyers will assume, why do you have that white blemish? There must have been some sort of nega there before, like a nega tzaraz. I don't know if it means mamish a nega tzaraz, but some sort of defect, some sort of disease in this animal. It went away, and now there's a white spot there, but that will affect also negatively the price. Okay, so what we said was that, going back to the first part, one black cow among many white cows, that can have a negative effect. Tonight, let's go to our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, and the Bach, by the way, takes out the word kasol kadaitach, that we have in other Gemaras, ki makdish b'ayin ro makdish. When a person is makdish something, the normal teva of an individual is to be b'ayin ro. After all, he is being benevolent in giving tzedakah and giving hegdish, but he's not interested in giving, you know, triple A. He's happy to give triple B. Don't have a ton on me. Have a ton on the other guy. He doesn't give him hegdish at all. I give hegdish. Okay, it's not the best. That's the mindset that most people buy in raw hegdish. The Amri Beishamai, and it says in our Mishnah, Havi hegdish. What means Havi hegdish? The Gemara assumes now, like the first pshat, and or like the pshat of Abaya, that it's going to be the white one that's going to be hegdish. And we just said, according to Rav Chisda, that the white ones are far more expensive than the black ones. And if that's the case, now you have a case of Ba'ayin Yofa Makdish. Velamai, Ba'ayin Yofa Makdish. It sounds like from Beishamai, I have a suffix. Did he mean the black one? Did he mean the white one? And I say it's the white one. Oh, that's Ba'ayin Yofa, because that's much more expensive than the black one. But let's go weiter. Din Shozov Shiala B'yodi Rishon, or like Sha'ola B'yodi Rishon, like we had before. What's the din? V'ola Kesef. And the Kesef comes out. Beishamai Amim Hegdish. And we're learning again that it's the kesef that becomes hegdish, just like we learned that the white one. So it's the kesef becomes hegdish. Why? The kesef is much less worth, much less valuable than the din shel zav. Ve'lamaisi lechayisi bayin ro'a makdish. Go to the third case. Chomet shel yayin shetala biyodi rishon ve'ole shel shemen bishami amim hegdish. That the shemen becomes hegdish. V'shemen other miayin. Everybody knows that good, solid, pure olive oil is much more expensive than a bottle of wine. So that's the case. Again, we're going to be Ayin Yafa. So we're going from white Ayin Yafa to the case of the dinner shel kesef, which is Ayin Ra, and then we end off on the shemen, which is Ayin Yafa again. So how does that make sense? Says Yimor Mishum Ha Loikasha. The last case of the Yayin, the shemen, is really not shver, because Begli Lashana, we're talking about in the Galil, the Chamra Odav Mi Mashcha, that wine, in fact, was more expensive, more valuable than the shemen. Ah, that being the case, so in that case as well, it's be ayin ro'a makdish. Both in the case of the kesef instead of the zohav, and in the mashka, the shemen, instead of the yayin, it's ayin ro'a.
So those are whipping up the white and the black, the cows.
Oh, pareisha kasha l'rav chizda, what are we going to do with the white and the black? It's as clear as black and white, no problem. Om l'rav chizda, ki amri beturik le'karmen noi. When I said initially that the white cows are more valuable than the black cows, I wasn't talking about universally. I was talking about the white cows that come from Krumina or Krumina, wherever that place
or
is.
Crimea.
Crimea. There's a mem and a nun there, so I don't know if it means Crimea. But whatever. Those that come from Carmina, those are the ones that are more expensive. But you're right. Normally, black cows, white cows, white cows, black cows, doesn't make a difference. The question is, if it's a healthy cow, it's a gesundheit, whether it's black or white, nobody really cares. So therefore, you have no right from our Mishnah about the Ayin Yafa, because we're not talking about the expensive for white cow, the regular white cow. V'yom Rav Chizda, no chashtikala. Says Rav Chizda, uchma l'mashchei, sumka l'bisrei, chivra l'raje. Every one of the different species of colored cows has its own special mala. The uchma is good l'mashchei. Black ones are good for their leather, for their hide. Guess the hide is more desirable, either because the color is more desirable, or because the texture, it's stronger, whatever. Some kalvisra, if you have a red cow, that's better for the basar. That means the basar is going to be more juicy, more nourishing, as you know, gebaldik, and everybody will want the red meat. Chivra l'raja, if you have a white one, it's good for harisha. Raja means to go and plow the field. So each one has its own malas. Frank Timura, if each one has a malabomer of chizda, uchma bechivralakya. That if you have a black one among the white ones, oyoyoy, you have to discount it. Why? The uchma has a tremendous mala that has the mashke, it has this beautiful hide to it. So why do you say lakya? Maybe it increases the price. Why do you say it decreases the price? After the marki, amri betur de kaminoi. Like the Gemara said a moment ago, when did I say that the black one can negatively affect the price on the white cows? If you're talking about the Crimean cows, oh, those are really expensive. Ooh, ooh, ooh. So even though the one that has the uchma, the mashche, tak is a mala, but it doesn't rise to the level of the Crimean at Turim, and therefore in such a case, it would be lakya, it would reduce the price because of the expensive white cows. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Sanjay. We'll continue the Mishnah tomorrow.